Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the second parak of Maseches Pesachim with parak Beis Mishnaches, and then we're going to start the third parak of Maseches Pesachim with parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph. In the previous Mishnah, parak Beis Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah taught us that you're not allowed to create certain mixtures with bran and barley and water, because what's going to happen is that you're going to make those items by combining the water with those grains into chametz on Pesach, which you're certainly not allowed to do. In a similar type of discussion, our Mishnah here is going to continue to list other things that you can't do for a similar reason. It says the Mishnah, a no stin kemach lesoch haroses, o lesoch hachardal. You're not allowed to add flour to haroses. Now, the haroses here is not referring to the haros that we dip maror into at the Seder. Rather, it's a certain type of dip that contains vinegar and water. Also, this says the Mishnah, you can't add the flour to mustard, which is made from crushed mustard seeds and water. And the reason why you can't add flour to either this haroses dip or the mustard dip is because the water in these mixtures might make the flour into chametz, which again, you're not allowed to do. But if one did add a flour to mustard, it can be eaten immediately, says the Tanakhama, because it does not become chametz right away. Rabbi Meir, Oser, however, Meir forbids one to eat it even immediately. According to Rabbi Meir, there is no difference between mustard and haroses. In both cases, the Bar Tanura points out, there is concern that the flour will become chametz immediately, and therefore you would have to discard the mixtures. You would not be allowed to eat the mixtures. The Bar Tanura points out, we don't paskin. Halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, so there would be a difference between the mustard and the haroses. And if it's mustard, you might be able to eat it immediately, whereas the haroses, you would not be able to eat it immediately and have to get rid of it right away. Now we're going to continue in our Mishnah as we deal with something related to the Karban. Pesach says the Mishnah in Mevashlin as a Pesach, lo b'mashkin v'lo b'meperos. You're not allowed to boil the Karban Pesach, the Pesach offering, in any liquids or in any fruit juices. The Torah prohibits one to eat a Karban Pesach that was boiled in water. As the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Bo, al tochlu mimenu no, uvashel mivushal b'mayim, that you're not allowed to eat it partially roasted or boiled at all in water. Although the pasuk specifically mentions water, the chachamim and the gemara understand it as including other liquids as well, because it states boiled at all, coming to include any other additional type of liquids, and you're not allowed to boil the karban pesach in them at all. Continuing in the Mishnah, Aval Sachin Umatzbilin Oso Bahen. However, after roasting the Karban Pesach, you may smear these liquids on it or dip it into them. We're not concerned, as the Bar Tanura says, at least in his first explanation, that these liquids will overcome the flavor of the meat. That's okay. You can dip them, you can smear them, that's fine, but you cannot boil the meat in them beforehand. Finishing off the Mishnah, as we return to the topic of chametz, mei tashmisho shel nachtom yishafchu. The water used by a baker to cool his hands when preparing dough for matzos must be poured out completely, mipnei shehein machamitzin, because the little bits of the dough in the water, will become chametz. You have a mixture of dough, his hands all dough, he puts it in the water, you have dough and water together, it's going to become chametz. You have to pour out that mixture, pour out the water and the dough, otherwise it's going to become chametz. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is going to discuss the halachas of removing chametz with respect to two special categories of chametz. Number one, we have mixtures of chametz, what we call ta'aroves chametz, a mixture of chametz containing and something else. And then we're going to discuss what's called chametz nuksha, which is chametz that is really not fit to eat, and we'll see what the halacha is in that case as well. It says the Mishnah, Elu Ovrin BaPesach, these types of substances and mixtures must be removed on Pesach, since they're not allowed to be in one's possession. Owning them is an Isser in the Torah of Bal Yireh Bal Yimatzah. You can own chametz on Pesach. It applies to mixtures of chametz as well. It says the Mishnah, Kuta Chabavli, this dip made from sour milk and moldy breadcrumbs that was eaten in Bavel. The Shechar Hamadi, and beer from Madai, that generally speaking, beer produced in the times of the Mishnah was made from dates and was therefore not chametz, but the beer that was made in Madai was made from barley and was therefore considered to be chametz. The Chomet Ha'adomi, and vinegar, which was also made with barley from Edom, is considered a mixture that you can't own on Pesach. Vizisom Hamitri, and this Egyptian drink that was made from barley, saffron, and salt, All of these things aren't chametz mamish. They're not bread. They're not something that's a clearly grain that became chametz. But there's a mixture of chametz in them, and therefore you certainly can't eat them, and you certainly can't own them on chametz as well. Now the Mishnah is going to give us three examples of chametz nuksha, chametz that is not fit to eat. Vizoman shel tzaboim. You have the bran water that was used by dyers, water in which wheat or barley bran was soaked and used in producing certain red dyes. Va'amilon shel tabachim. This is also this kind of bread that was made from a young unripe grain, which a cook would place over the mouth of a pot in order to absorb the bad smell. The kolon shel sofrim, and the glue that scribes, that sofrim would use, which is like this paste-like glue, made from the flour dust of millstones, also used by scribes to bind together their paper scrolls. Now, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, these three types of chametz are all still somewhat edible and can be eaten in an absolute emergency. If nothing else to eat, then certainly you'd be able to eat these substances. The iser of chametz therefore applies to them. However, chametz that is completely inedible may be kept over Pesach. You can own, toothpaste that's made with chametz. You can't eat it on Pesach, but you can own it on Pesach because it's completely inedible. Maybe toothpaste is a bad example. But let's say dog food or something. You can own it on Pesach, you just can't benefit from it, and you certainly can't eat it on Pesach. Now, this first Tana prohibits possessing chametz that is chametz nokshe, not fit to eat, or a mixture containing edible chametz. However, he does not prohibit possessing a mixture containing inedible chametz, meaning something that's completely unedible, according to the first Tana of our Mishnah, the Tana Kama. You're allowed to own something, like we just said, that is completely inedible. However, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says, Af tachshite nashim. It's also usher to own women's cosmetics, women's makeup made with chametz, and used by women to remove any sort of facial hair, that even though they contain only chametz and nuksha mixed together with other ingredients, Rabbi Eliezer is strict that you may not own them on Pesach. Zaha Klal says, Rabbi Eliezer, this is the rule. Kol shehu mimin dagon hareza over bePesach. One transgresses the prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach with anything made from any sort of grain that has become leaven, that has risen, that has become chametz. You're not allowed to own any sort of chametz that even if it's inedible to be eaten, as the Bartanura points out, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Namely, you are allowed to own things that are completely inedible on Pesach. The only prohibition is owning things, number one, that are potentially edible, and certainly anything that is regularly edible, you cannot own it on Pesach. Finishing up the Mishnah, Hari Elu Ba'azhara, these substances are forbidden to be eaten on Pesach, but on a Torah level, it's Asher Midaraisa to own these items. But there is no Isser Kares for eating them. That if you were to eat any of, whether it's a Taharovus, a mixture, whether it's a Chametz Nuksha, which ideally a person wouldn't eat, certainly something that isn't edible at all, you would not get Kares for eating them. And Kares is what you get normally for eating Chametz on Pesach, but you would not get Chametz for eating any of these things because they're not Chametz Mamish, they're not real, legitimate, full-fledged chametz. You certainly still can't own them and benefit from them, but if you were to, and you certainly can't eat them, but if you do eat them, it would be an instrument d'oraisa, but you would not get kares for doing so. Have a great day.